All right, Andy, thank you very much. Coach, this game seemed to shift really for both teams when the starters came out and the bullpens got involved.
Yeah, Bauman did a great job. I'm not sure what his career long outing, but, you know, being almost right now, I guess, at the halfway point and just now trying to find somebody to get some length because Bauman's had, you know, little struggles out of the bullpen. I was really proud of him, and that's who the players wanted out there on the mound. He gave us four, you know, shutout innings there and really what we were looking for. And then, you know, the game did change. You know, we had put together some runs. I had a couple of at-bats with two strikes where we just put the ball in play. Ballou was awarded and got owned by an error. Those at-bats dwindled a little bit as we got later into the ball game, but during those seven runs, a two-run second and a five-run third there, we absolutely put some stuff together, and guys really had great at-bats, and I thought we were locked in. And we got on and off the field. That's one thing with, you know, our challenge. We can sit here and talk for 10 minutes, but our challenge is not being sufficient enough or good enough, you know, on the mound. That it lives up to a quality of being able to be competitive, meaning win games and get a result you want, you know, in this league. So that's a first half, and as tough a first half as you can have. But will some of these strategies that we're talking about take place? And one of them just, you know, a 3.5-hour game and guys just being on the field. Our fielders are on the field so long. And this is a great team we're playing. So there's a reason why they're only lost one game this whole first half. And, you know, we got to figure out some strategies just to make it more competitive because there are some good things happening. Guevara got his first home run today. Ballou hit a home run and is playing great as a young player. You know, we surrendered six runs today with first base open. And that's just not being able to understand missing, but not over and constantly and big hits. I'm talking about leaving the ballpark. Those are things that you can't do. So, you know, arm late's over. Keeping us on the field out there, it needs to stop, and that's what will have to stop. So hopefully we keep figuring out some strategies. But the guys play with great energy today. I think just the way Bauman got on and off the field and the way we had some at-bats early allowed us to really feel like we were more engaged. When you're scoring one run in a ball game, in a college ball game, that makes it tough. So I think we had like seven hits today, but you know, after that third inning, we had the bases loaded twice and, you know, wasn't able to have an at bat and had a couple of pop-ups that last time or fly balls, and just not enough to keep up with this team today.
You mentioned the youngsters that had some hits and some milestones for you. Derek Fabian comes out of the weekend with four hits on the weekend, including hits and a couple of runs in his first couple at bats. You're looking for guys to kind of be figuring it out offensively, especially with some of your other guys out of the lineup here this weekend. You need all those guys to come on that can.
Yeah, especially Ike. Bobby played and banged up, and then Ike just, you know, he's banged up. But then he comes to us there in the middle of the ball game because he's a competitor and he wants to win. So he got me today because he wanted to play, and that's what a true competitor does. And, you know, it's going to take some time. Hopefully by next weekend we can get him back, and what are those strategies. And it's hard to not put a guy in when he's as good as he is and has that desire. I absolutely love that. But we got to work hard this week to make sure he can get set and back on time because that doesn't look like our Ike Irish that we've seen for a year and a half.
It is a professional approach. I mean, you talk to these guys who want to play ball professionally. You just keep your head down and you keep right on working, and you'll do it again on Tuesday with Georgia Tech coming in.
Yeah, we'll get out of this and then we'll go through it again. You never want to go through this, but I think this builds something. We will pitch again. But we just keep repeating the same thing over and over, that insanity definition. But that will change, and that's the biggest thing that will help us go back with all the other pieces. It's kind of organized to do enough at this level to have success. This whole first half's been based on that inability in that one spot. And when you keep us on the field too long and we got an open base and there's more runs being scored, so our offense has got to keep coming. But after a while, man, it gets hard to keep trying to, you know, you feel like you score enough or do enough, and it's not enough, and but that rhythm will change, and we'll find a good rhythm just like the club we just played right here, and like the good baseball that we've played in the past. But Casey Mize had to walk through that door with a 7 ERA as a freshman. Blake Burkhalter, I remember him at Arkansas a year or two before being a walk on and just trying so hard that what you do is you kind of jerk it out of the frame and you jerk it to the backstop, or you get so excited and you can't settle with two strikes and you can't make that breaking ball pitch with that open base, and you just leave leave it there. That's a tough door that they have to walk through. But if we'll get on the other side, then that'll start turning into swing and miss. It'll get us on and off the field, and we can get back to playing normal baseball.
Always appreciate the visit, Coach. Thank you. War Eagle.
War Eagle.